Let's head to Florida right now and visit with campaign reporter Olivia Rinaldi with former President Trump. Welcome, Olivia. This is a big day, Super Tuesday. What is the former president, what does he have on tap, and what's at stake here for him today?
Hi, good morning from sunny Florida. Yeah, Donald Trump today is in Mar-a-Lago, where it's quite nice down here, I do have to say. Later tonight, he'll be holding a watch party. We're expecting about 1,000 guests that will be coming through Mar-a-Lago. I'll be there tonight watching along with former President Donald Trump to see what the results are coming through from the East Coast to the West Coast. We do expect him to speak at some point tonight. And he is calling into radio stations across the country, so maybe he'll be lucky and he'll call into you guys.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 865 delegates up for grabs on the Republican side. You already estimate that former President Trump has secured, what, 276 delegates after his projected victory in North Dakota's caucus. There's really no question on who's going to be the, you know, the nomination and who's going to be nominated as the leader of the Republican Party. When it comes to Nikki Haley, is there any indication about what she is, how she's been doing in terms of trying to stay in this for whatever reason?
Yeah, you know, she did win the D.C. primary earlier in the week. She got a couple of delegates out of that. But what's notable today is she's not holding any public events. And what that tells me is that she's not exactly quite confident about the results from today. We've heard from some people within the campaign, some reporting that, you know, they're really watching to see what happens today and what is the path forward. If she can't peel off one or two of these states, then how does that go? You know, what is that path forward for her? You know, one of the states that I am watching, Vermont and Virginia, those are open primaries. So that means Democrats and independents can vote in those primaries. You know, the Trump campaign is still predicting to win all 15 Super Tuesday seats that Republicans are competing in. But if she can't peel off one or two states, it's really hard to see what a path forward is for her.
But even with those slim numbers, there are some who say that Haley has won just by sticking with it this long and maybe pointing a path forward, because a number of those people casting ballots, according to the polls, say their minds might be changed should some of these legal procedures that are looming over former President Trump actually move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few polls have pointed out the fact that that independent vote shifts significantly if he were to be a convicted felon after one of these trials. But here's the kicker. I don't know that any of these trials are going to make it to, you know, to trial stage. A lot of it is being held up in courts right now as they decide things like presidential immunity or trying to put a court date on the calendar. That's something that's happening here in Florida with the classified documents case. They haven't figured out a date for that yet. So really, everything is kind of in limbo right now, and she's holding on for perhaps something to happen, something to change. Mm-hmm. But as somebody who's been reporting on this and talking to Republicans, a lot of Republicans are not very happy with her staying in the race and how she's been talking about Donald Trump. And really, she has moved from this conservative MAGA wing of the party as someone who had served in the Trump administration to now more of the former Representative Liz Cheney part of the party that's completely disenfranchised with Trump. After January 6th, we've seen that change in her language over the last several weeks as it has become clear that she will not be the nominee. So it's something to watch there, that even if she holds on, I don't know that she gains ground with Republicans. It's something really to watch.
Yeah. Maybe disenfranchising solid Republicans who want President Trump to be the nominee and would never settle for her after everything she said in recent months.
Yeah, no question about it. So you're down at Mar-a-Lago right now, and the big party's going to happen tonight. What's the atmosphere like right now? Do you see any bustling happening as far as getting ready for that big thing tonight?
I'm not quite inside Mar-a-Lago yet, but of course we see people, you know, hustling, bustling in and out, bringing in, you know, catering, that sort of thing, more media crews arriving. So we are starting to see some movement down here. That party will be starting open to guests who are registered around 6 o'clock. And then, of course, polls close at 9, 10 o'clock on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So it'll be a late night here in Florida, to say the least.
Olivia, I know it's going to be. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you.